Welcome, and thank you very much for buying this CD, which is definitely not Microsoft Office Professional on CDR. As you might imagine, it has been quite difficult working out exactly what this CD is. My name is Ashley Fries, and I'm a stand-up comedian. I recently explained my problem at a gig to the people of Fleet in Hampshire.
Well, here's my problem. You see, I bought something on eBay. I bought a CD. It was supposed to be some software, some Microsoft software. Turned out to be just a copy. I paid good money for a fake. So as a bit of revenge, what I did was I put an item on eBay that said, definitely not Microsoft Office on CDR. And some fucker bought it. Two fuckers bought it, because I got really excited and listed it a second time. The problem is that now there's about £10 worth of not Microsoft Office on CDR that people have bought, and I don't know what the fuck to send them.
So now you see the problem. What exactly should I put on this CD? The people of Fleet were keen to help, and immediately burst into action, giving you this message.
This is not Microsoft Office! Seriously, what are you thinking?
Okay, so it was a bit rude of them with the raspberry on the end there, and yes, I did put them up to it, but seriously, what were you thinking? You've bought an item that's definitely not Microsoft Office XP. What could you possibly want with it? More importantly, what was I thinking? Listing something that's guaranteed to disappoint. The only way that I could give you something useful is to send you Office XP. But that's the one thing I said I would definitely not send you. What were you expecting? What have you paid good money for? I just don't know. I would like to give you something, and hopefully the previous minute or two has been of some entertainment. So, the next track on this CD is my attempt to provide something like Microsoft Office, but that isn't actually breaking anybody's copyright. Sadly, I've used a backing track to do this, which does break someone's copyright, but not Microsoft's. So, at least I've kept my word.